This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good Thursday afternoon, and welcome into WEEI Afternoons. Here on 93.7, the flagship in Boston. In our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, how are we doing this afternoon?
Man, we must be ready to just get right down to sports. We didn't even have like an opening montage, a clip, or a soundbite. It's just like, this is the show. Here's the guys.
Let's go.
Damn right. We bring opinions. We opine. We bring energy. We're ready. And the topic today is something that I threw out to Dan Ball a couple days ago. And just to give a behind-the-scenes view of sometimes what happens, he's sort of the filter. And sometimes I throw ideas at Dan Ball, and he kind of filters them down to something that might be a little bit more appropriate for the air or the show or a segment. Maybe makes it more of a question, sometimes gets out the fluff.
And, takes out the profanities.
Takes out some profanities.
Less of like a rant. He like brings the volume down.
Yep. He basically distills it to a finer sports topic.
He's the stable brains of the operation. Dan Ball, would you like to chime in?
Stable might be a little bit strong, but yeah, I think everybody on the show has learned how I work. When I hear an idea I don't like, I'll go, yeah, and then take a long time to go through it to try to show you that I don't like it. But I liked this one. We just had to slim it down a little bit.
So originally this idea was sort of a power ranking, Fitzy, of who is most responsible for the Patriots' success this year, and was it returning players, new veteran players, rookie players, or new coaching / personnel leadership?
And that seems like a lot of options. And we strike me as the type of people that if you give us too many options, we're just going to make a mess.
Absolutely. We would absolutely make a mess. We'd be like the Red Sox going into free agency. Too many options, and we made a mess. And that is the Boston Red Sox. That's Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI. So Dan Ball was like, why don't we just boil it down to newcomers and returners? And so I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. So who is more responsible for the Patriots' current level of success? They are the number two seed. They have 11 wins, 10 in a row. You know the resume as they head into this big game against the Bills. And the newcomers would include guys like, obviously, the offseason MVP, Mike Vrabel, the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, plenty of talent in free agency, Milton Williams, Stephon Diggs, all of those guys, right? So that's your roster of options if you think the newcomers are the reason or most responsible for the success of the Patriots. The notable returners would obviously be Elliot Wolf in the front office. Feel like he's a dangerous one that could be debated as to what he what is it that you'd say you do around here, Elliot?
Yeah. Yep.
Drake May. Obviously, Christian Gonzalez,
obviously,
So, and obviously the guys like Hunter Henry and Ramondre Stevenson, there's guys all over.
Mike Onwenu.
Jeremy Springer, if you like the special teams and what's gone on in that coaching area.
Christian Barmore, Anfernee Jennings.
Okay, so I would like to start here, if that's okay with you, Fitzgerald, because I think I look at this a little differently than most. I think most people think this is a slam dunk for newcomers, right? Oh, you had to get rid of Gerard Mayo and everything that was him, bring in the newcomers. Oh, they're good. It's because the newcomers, led by Vrabel, are here. But I would like to pose an argument for the returning players, the returning talent and group, basically based on two guys that are players, and you probably can guess them, and you probably know the first one out my mouth. His name is Drake May. Drake May is your MVP candidate. Drake May is a captain. Drake May is a leader. Drake May is a face. Drake May is the quarterback. And Fitzy, I think we've accepted in recent years that quarterback is the most important thing in all of sports, even above head coaches and GMs at times, that quarterbacks, I don't know, maybe Tom Brady, can be the great Band-Aid, the great WD-40, and fix everything for an organization, can cover up for weaknesses, whatever. But I want to add a layer beyond that, Fitzy. Why has Mike Vrabel said he's here?
Why has Mike Vrabel said he's here?
On a number of occasions, he's given a very specific reason as to why he chose to return to New England as the head coach of the New England Patriots. Do you know what that reason is?
I will bypass the glibness, the sarcasm of, because it's a job. It was available.
$17 million.
That's a pretty damn good reason to do a whole lot of things, many of which are not legal in several states. But I'm going to say because he knew Drake May was the quarterback, and Josh McDaniels, I believe, iterated much of the same.
Correct. So, Dan Ball, I make the argument that you can say the returning players, the returning talent, the returning roster are most responsible for the success this year, in part on the field because Drake May is the quarterback who's playing at a ridiculously high level, but also rewind to last winter, he basically was the recruitment. He was the NIL paycheck for Mike Vrabel that he got in the transfer portal and like, yep, I want to go to New England. Is that a legitimate argument?
Yeah, of course it is. And I think I remember that answer on the Thursday Night Football postgame show. It was familiarity and Drake May.
Right.
One, you know, I play here, I won championships here, and the other is just the guy that happened to be sitting next to him at the time. So it's hard not to say that the returner simply meaning Drake is the reason, but I wonder, the addition of Josh McDaniels or the return of Josh McDaniels, are we talking about Drake May in the same way if the newcomers being McDaniels, Campbell, and Diggs, if they were not there? Are we talking about him as an MVP candidate? I know you can't break a diamond.
Well, I also don't know what the fallback option is.
Right.
Like, is it Ben Johnson? Like, do you get another offensive mind? Is it, what's his name?
They've got a game plan, they've got a direction, and they've got a culture. That's three things. I misspoke.
Liam Cohen? Like, does he get somebody that you think is a good offensive mind and can work with a young quarterback? Does he get somebody that's capable, or does he get, no disrespect meant, the next Alex Van Pelt, who maybe isn't quite ready for the job, maybe is learning on the job, maybe is a little over his head.
Yeah, does he get Vrabel's pick, which I think would have been Todd Downing in that situation for offensive coordinator?
Well, there was, maybe? If the Tommy Rees guy hadn't gotten the promotion in Cleveland, it could have been that Tommy Rees guy.
Okay. Don't forget, I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, and I am often, or so the text line reminds me, I think Thomas Brown was sort of consideration-ish for OC as well, but Josh McDaniels was just too available, too right there in front of our face, and damn it, he's been just too good.
So I also want to add one more layer to the returning talent side of the ledger. If you don't believe it was just Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, all-pro cornerback, correct? What is the Patriots' record this year when Christian Gonzalez plays as compared to their record when Christian Gonzalez does not play? Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I believe on the season, they are 1-2 sans, that's French for without Gonzo, and they are loss-free with him since.
Exactly. And I don't know if that's something that's important or interesting. You can decide, is he that big a deal? Did he play that big a role on that defense? All I know is, opening day, he didn't play. And Geno Smith looked like Tom Brady against the Eagles in the Super Bowl when he set the record for 500 whatever yards.
So help me God. I have to say this every time because I just want to get it out of my system, like kind of like the black flies in the black in the green mile, just so that they don't fester. If the reason why the Patriots end up playing the AFC champ, I know I'm looking far down the road, folks, But if they end up playing the damn AFC Championship in Denver because of that sad ass Whiskey D effort on opening day against that trash football team, good Lord.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's one you kick yourself for. Okay, so I made the argument for the returning talent. Dan Ball?
One more. Sneaky non-Drake May MVP of the season, Marcus Jones. What are you on defense, and what are you in your special teams game without Jones taking the step that he has this year?
That's a guy that's been the defensive player of the month and the special teams player of the week.
Right, and he's a captain, and got a contract extension out of it, mm-hmm. and he's a friend of W. By the way, top two Patriots MVPs, Drake May, Marcus Jones, afternoon's guests. I think that's also maybe interesting, not important.
I have no quibble. Yeah. I almost have no quibble. Oh, and number three, obviously proving his worth as much with his on-field play this year as his absence, the Milt Man, if you will. He has delivered a friend of the Midday Show on Fridays.
So, Fitzy, I made the argument with some help from Dan Ball. Appreciate the Marcus Jones. That's a nice addition to the ledger for the returning talent side of things. Fitzy, do you believe that it is the returning talent, or do you think it's more of a chalk Mike Vrabel and the newcomers are the reason this team is so damn good and has turned it around?
It's the new guys, but it's not the landslide that everybody would envision or just assume that it is. And part of it is the new guys have brought out so much in the old guys as well. Like, look at what Mike Vrabel, look at what some of the assets and some of the weapons, look at what Josh McDaniels have done with Drake May. But Drake May was already here, you say. I know, but they've helped make him better. So that is a point for Drake, but also a point for the new guys as well. It's inarguable how much Spillane and Milton Williams and Will Campbell and Morgan Moses and Garrett Bradbury, who they've all recently just lavished tons and piles of praise upon, have done for this team. And, of course, you cannot look any further past head coach Mike Vrabel, who flushed out the entitlement, changed the entire culture, and the guy that, with every day, I'm inching closer towards believing to be the ultimate MVP of this team. I know it's the quarterback because he's the one who executes the game plans, and players win games. Coaches can only help them lose them. But, man, McDaniel's value and worth, even though he's technically not new to the organization, what he's done for this team cannot ever be oversold or overstated in my mind. So it's the new guys, but not by the wide margin I think you would immediately say it is on the surface.
And I think that is the general thought, that most people gut reaction is it's the new guys. And another person who's a holdover that I think we give some credit for and actually kind of predates the breakout this year or even the turnaround is the owner. And I know that's not a popular thought a lot of times, is to praise ownership, but Robert Kraft got rid of what he thought was a problem, right? Gerard Mayo, the leadership.
A problem he helped create, no less.
Exactly, which is a blow to an ego. When you tell people, I have only hired this many coaches, and I pick coaches like I pick wives, and you say all these things, and then at the end of the year have to acknowledge, yeah, I effed up. He's not the right guy. This is never going to work. Doesn't he get credit, even though some people think Mayo may have gotten railroaded? In hindsight, it was the right move. Robert Kraft moved on from Mayo, and in part because I assume he knew Mike Vrabel was...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
was available and there'd be a good fit there. And he knew Josh McDaniels was available and there'd be a good fit there. But does Robert Kraft also get some of the significant credit for fixing the mistake that he had created?
Has to. And yes, we're not going to legislate and go back over the Gerard Mayo error, and it's his fault because he took the job, but he was set up to fail, but obviously he wasn't ready. He should have put in more. That's in the past. Just like, it's like Tyrod Taylor said a few weeks ago, yesterday's dead, tomorrow isn't born, I'm only worried about today. And on this day, we have to remember that Robert Kraft did own up to his mistakes,
yep.
Stop going on podcasts, not talk about Bill Belichick and, you know, worry about the Hall of Fame candidacy for which we all hope he is enshrined in a couple of weeks. And he focused on everything he needs to do to get the team better and how much he would have to pay to wash away the mistake and then bring in the guys that were going to get the job done right. And you know what, Andy, for writing a check and eating a giant slice of humble pie, props to Mr. K.
So the text line chiming in a little bit here. One said optimistic Andy taking a break from the Red Sox. We'll get to them next. Don't worry. We're going to figure out where we are 24 hours later. We slept on it. How are we feeling about the Pete Alonso situation and Breslow leaving town saying, OK, we're going to go figure out new creative ways to add a couple bats. So we'll get into that up next here on WEEI. But then there was Milton Williams is thrown out there by the 603. When playing top five run defense, went out bottom 10 run defense. So certainly Milton Williams is a big part of those significant newcomers, right? You paid those guys. The 860 says you guys should play a game called Would the Pats Be Where They Are Without Them? Maybe we can try that for a different day at a different time. Because I do think the number of contributors to this turnaround that have kind of fallen into place. Remember the idiot on this station in this seat who said, like, they got too many cooks in the kitchen on offense, right?
Oh, man, these guys, that guy was the pits.
He was the worst. Those pieces so far have fallen into place quite nicely to produce a top 10 offense and MVP quarterback. And those are the newcomers, right? Mike Vrabel gets credit for putting that staff together. He can't blame anyone like Gerard Mayo did. He gets full blame or full credit. And right now it's a full credit situation with the coaching staff.
Yes, it is. Across the board. Like, yeah, I can't tell you exactly, like, in the, you know, offensive efficiency or offensive credit pie, exactly who deserves what size slice. I give the biggest one, obviously, to McDaniels. But Downing, Doug Marrone, there's another guy that, like, he's got to go on the newcomers list. He's got to get tons of love for the work he's done because the talent is not immeasurably better than last year, but the output has been on the offensive line. And yes, Todd Downing's done a great job bringing his former offensive coordinator skills to the wide receiver position as well. Thomas Brown, who served as an OC and an HC last year for the Bears. So it's just been, it's a great consortium of football minds leading to the collective greater good under Vrabel.
Before we wrap this up, I talked about it at the top. Elliot Wolf. Where does he fall in this whole mosaic that is the Patriots hierarchy success formula to figure out this turnaround? Do we give him any credit?
That's a great question. Does anyone really know? I know Ben Volen wrote that piece a while ago in the Globe about it's time to give Elliot Wolf his due credit for what he's done.
And we kind of mocked it.
Well, because we just don't know. Like, it's difficult to speculate in ignorance. Not that that has stopped greater hosts on other stations before. But it's difficult to speculate as to exactly what he's done because we don't know. You know, we've had Vrabel talk about, oh, we get together all the time and, you know, I love Elliot and this and that. Great, but still like, oh, he's got final say. Like, then we're all like, does he really? Because it's probably you and Stretch and Cowden that have these final departmental and roster oriented says in my mind.
So I go back to for that role and his role. And again, I'm not in the rooms, so I don't know exactly what he's doing. But you're right. Mike Vrabel talks about him a lot. I go back to a guy like Scott Pioli, who I always kind of overlooked. And then when Scott Pioli left, you're like, huh, do they miss Scott Pioli? Bill's still here. Bill still makes all the decisions. But is he missing a guy that is that pulling it all together, getting all the information so that when the decision needs to be made, he has the proper information, advice, asking of questions, whatever it may be. So I'm not giving a huge lion's share of the credit to Elliot Wolf by any measure, But I do think it's interesting that he's still here. Mike Vrabel still feels comfortable working with him. And it was a forced marriage, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just like everybody thought Josh McDaniels was a forced marriage to some degree.
Maybe not.
Maybe those two forced marriages ended up working out. So that would be a feather in the cap of Robert Kraft if he wanted that kept together and thought there was value in keeping those guys. 617-779-7937. Just leading off with an interesting exercise. Who's most to credit for the turnaround for the Patriots? Is it returning talent? Guys like Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, Marcus Jones, and others? Or is it the litany of newcomers on both the coaching staff and the roster that have changed the culture, changed the leadership? There's some different ways to look at it. I may have stretched it a little bit by saying Drake May is the reason Mike Vrabel's here, so therefore Drake May gets credit for all the success underneath Mike Vrabel. 617-779-7937. As we set up next, we got to get to the Red Sox. The winter meetings are over. They've flown back to Boston. They're trying to recalibrate their plan. We're hearing different names, new names, lower-end names, maybe quantity over quality. How are they going to get some bats? How are they going to make it happen? Bregman, Marte, et al. And Wiggy had an interesting take this morning on the Greg Hill Show about the blame that John Henry gets, and is it warranted? All that and more next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.